a minute, Fibber McGee and Molly. Now from the NBC Newsroom in New York, James Fleming and Election News.
Two of New York City's leading newspapers, the Times and the Herald Tribune, have just conceded victory for the Democratic candidates in today's New York election. Herbert Lehman to be United States Senator and William O'Dwyer to be mayor of New York City. With more than a quarter of the returns in, Lehman is leading his Republican opponent, John Foster Dulles, by more than 130,000 votes. O'Dwyer, so far, has rolled up better than 50% of the votes against Republican fusionist Newbo Morris and American Laborite Vito Marcantonio. And with a little less than a third of the precincts reporting, James Curley's being held to a slim lead in his bid for a fifth term as mayor of Boston. Curley, 37,700. John B. Hines, 37,000. In New York, Republican Alfred Driscoll running nearly 2-1 over his Democratic opponent, John Battle, elected Virginia governor.
Keep tuned to your NBC station for the latest news.
The Johnson's Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Cliff Arquette, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The script is by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie. Music by the Kingsmen and Billy Mills Orchestra. Tonight, for the first time, we bring you news of the most important development in floor care in 15 years. Tonight, we introduce the one self-polishing floor wax that is positively water-repellent. It's Johnson's new water-repellent Glow Coat. Now, here's what this means to you. At last, there is a self-polishing floor wax that does not streak, does not leave drab spots behind when you wipe up spilled things. Dishwater, ice cubes, spilled drinks can be whisked away without leaving any mark. You don't wipe off the floor wax when you wipe up the water. And remember, the hard, glistening shield new Glow Coat forms on your floors not only won't streak nor leave drab water spots, not only gives a lustrous shine without polishing, it also cuts floor care in half, eliminates hard scrubbing. And it's the most economical floor polish there is because it stays on, stays bright, even after repeated damp moppings. Tomorrow, first thing, get the self-polishing floor wax that is positively water-repellent. Johnson's new Glow Coat. At your dealers now in the same familiar Glow Coat package. As females go, Molly McGee of 79 Wistful Vista is practically fearless. Mice and lightning and sounds in the night, she dismisses with a ladylike shrug. The only thing that will reduce this otherwise intrepid person to a mass of quivering, terror-stricken womanhood is her husband's announcement that he is going to fix something. Like now, as we meet Fibber McGee and Molly.
Now, please, McGee, please, for the sake of our happy little home, please do not do it.
But, Molly, I got the urge. And you know me, when I get the urge to fix something, I just got to do it.
Oh, dear.
Now, let me see. How long has it been since I took the vacuum cleaner apart?
Not long enough. And leave the toaster alone, and the washing machine, and the refrigerator.
Oh, gee whiz, my gosh. A man's got to have a hobby. And my hobby is that I like to tinker with stuff.
I know, lover. But your tinkering is always so expensive.
Huh?
Put a dollar sign in front of the word tinker, and what have you got?
Why, Molly? What kind of a way is that to refer to a guy that all I'm trying to do is to...
Oh, dear, somebody's adorned me standing here waving a dish towel like it was a distress signal. And don't think it isn't if you try to fix something. You see who it is, McGee, while I take off this apron and fix up a little.
Okay, dream stuff. Now, there goes a good kid. Always gets in a panic when I start to fix something. Just because I got five thumbs on each hand, ain't any reason that why I... Come in.
Hi, mister.
Oh, hello there, Teeny.
Hi. Can you direct me to the name of a good jeweler, mister? And can you, please? And can you,
A jeweler? Well, frankly, sis, I don't do much business with jewelers except... Hey, what's that? That thing you got under your arm there. Looks like a cuckoo clock.
Oh, this thing?
Yeah.
Well, the reason it looks like a cuckoo clock, mister, is that it is a cuckoo clock. Only it doesn't cuckoo, it's busted.
Sis, this is fate. This is destiny.
No, this is a cuckoo clock.
Clock. Oh.
Yeah, crock. Only it doesn't cuckoo, so if you'll direct me to the name of a good jeweler.
No.
Hmm?
I says no. You're going to just leave that with me. I'll have that thing running and cuckooing before you can say I wish I hadn't done it. And here, sis, now let me...
No, mister, no, please. No, I'd rather take it to a jeweler.
What's the matter? You think I can't fix it?
Oh, sure you can fix it. I bet you. You fixed a lot of things for me, but...
Well, then I don't see why I can't fix it.
But, you never fixed them, any of them, very good.
Huh?
You fixed my tricycle. Now it'll only go around in a circle. And when you painted my coaster wagon, it dripped all over my dog, Margaret, and everybody laughed at him because nobody ever saw a green fox terrier before.
Yeah, but now look, sis.
And when you fixed my skipping rope, oh, boy, I told you it was too short, and you told me I wasn't jumping high enough. And when I fell down on my...
Hey, sis.
Back porch, hmm?
Look, sis, I might have fumbled a few of them other jobs, but think of the experience I've had since then. Give me a crack at that cuckoo clock. I guarantee satisfaction.
No, mister. I'm sorry. It may be more expensive to take it to a jeweler, but...
I'll give you a quarter if you let me work on it.
50 cents.
35.
30. 45. 60. 75. Okay, here's the
crock. And here's the 6 bits. Now, what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to put it with all my other money, I betcha.
Good for you. Piggy bank, huh?
Nope. Kramer's soda fountain. Thank you, mister.
Well, so long, Jeannie. McGee, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Taking advantage of a little child. Bargain her down from 25 cents to 75 cents. Down? Why, that little bandit. She took me for 50 cents. If I ain't the biggest...
McGee, who was that at the door? I thought... Well, what on earth is that?
This? It's a cuckoo clock, kiddo. I'm going to fix it for Teeny. Ain't that wonderful? I've never worked on a cuckoo clock before.
You've never tried cracking walnuts with dynamite either, but one of these days you will.
Oh, this will be a breeze, kiddo. All you got to do is open this little door here. Make a minor adjustment that...
Well, how time flies.
Isn't this wonderful? Hand me my pliers, Tootsie, and stand...
Billy Mills and the orchestra, and Dear Hearts and Gentle People.
This wheel must go in here. That one goes like that. Yep. And all I got to do is tighten this string a little. That's the second time.
Well, how's the clock coming along, Mr. Ingersoll? Got it licked yet, or vice versa?
Help me pick up these parts, will you, Molly?
That answers my question.
I'll get it worked out, okay. Don't you worry. I'm going to try a different hookup this time. I'll put this spring in first. And this bunch of wheels with the flat sides, I'll tie the tail of the cuckoo.
Oh. Heavenly days!
Hey, did you hear that?
Yes,
did you hear it? Did you hear a cuckoo, Molly?
Did I hear it?
Yeah!
Why, the nasty little woodpecker tried to bite my nose off. Why don't you put that clock in a sack and take it down to do
Boy, oh boy, I got it to cuckoo. And besides that, the works didn't leap out all over the floor this time, too, either. They stayed in it. Oh, boy, I'll have this thing fixed before...
Hello, Molly. Hi there, pal.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Wilcox. Come in.
Hi, Junior. Walk easy, will you? I'm fixing the bird.
How's that, pal?
Well, he's working on a cuckoo clock, Mr. Wilcox, for little Teeny down the street.
Oh, well, that's very interesting. But look, kids, I've got news. Big news.
Yes, we know, Mr. Wilcox. Every week your news is...
Oh, but
news.
This is new news. Look, we've got a new wax, a new glow coat.
My gosh, son. I was just getting used to the old glow coat, and here you come leaping in. Eyes flashing, bosom heaving.
Oh, but this is the greatest new development in floor care in 15 years, pal.
Yeah?
Johnson's new water-repellent glow coat.
Water repellent. Oh, that's good, isn't it?
I don't know about that. Molly's Uncle Dennis is water repellent. To him, water is the most repellent stuff.
Oh, no. Listen. Think of having a new kind of Johnson's Glow Coat that positively does not leave drab, dull spots when you wipe up spilled things.
Personally, I think it's a wonderful...
Johnson's self-polishing, water-repellent Glow Coat, the first of its kind. It stays on and it stays bright. A polish that thumbs its wax at a damp mop. It's at your dealers now in the same familiar Glow Coat packaging. Oh, hey, by the way, pal.
Yes, Waxy?
There's a tip for you in what I just told you.
Oh?
Take a hint from this great new Johnson's Glow Coat and apply it to your own career.
His own career?
You mean...
Yes, you too can be a success if you stay on and stay bright. So long, kid.
Hey, did you hear that, Molly? I'm getting it, kiddo. That door slam did it. Three times it cuckooed this time. Boy, oh boy, I'll lick this baby yet.
Wonderful, dearie. And just think, you've still got enough odd wheels lying around the table there to build six more clocks. Heaven forbid.
Oh, boy. Come in. Oh, dear.
Oh, it's His Honor the Mayor. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Hello, Mrs. McGee and McGee. Well,
sit down and wipe the puzzled look off your puss, Latriv. I'm fixing a clock, is all. A cuckoo clock.
Oh, very interesting. I have a rather extensive collection of clocks, you know, as a hobby.
Is that so?
Yes. I bought a beautiful clock at a sale just the other day, in fact. Hmm. Quite an old one. It's a grandfather's clock.
Really? Whose?
Whose?
Yeah. Whose grandfather's clock is it?
Nobody's grandfather's, McGee. The clock is simply called...
My grandpa had one that told the day of the month, the season, phase of the moon, how many shopping days till Christmas, and red palms. But it wouldn't tell time. We had to use a dollar watch to see what...
No, you don't understand at all. This clock...
What kind of a clock is it, Mr. Mayor? Is it an alarm clock? Because
the one my grandpa had was a tall one with a door in it. We used to play hide and seek in it till one day my big brother was in there when it struck 12 and he'd like to beat his brains out before...
Oh, stop this, Nelly Stonson.
Huh?
Still enough, sir.
No.
Nonsense. Look, this ridiculous argument...
Now, Mr. Mayor. Let's not forget that we are, first of all, gentlemen. Except me, of course.
My gosh, don't come in here with that double talk of yours and try to louse us up like that, Latrivia.
Well, I...
I'm busy, boy. I'm fixing a clock.
Yes, but tell me one thing, Mr. Mayor. How did your dear old grandfather like the clock you bought him?
Yeah, if he wants me to fix it so it'll cuckoo, Latriv, have your grandpa bring it in to me, and I'll be glad to...
I didn't buy my clock saw a good cook.
What?
A cook or a clock book.
You said...
I didn't say I bought a grand from my clock father. Feather, blurb. Look, when I said I clocked my grandfather's feathered cook, feathered my grandfather's block, bloke, I didn't... You're the one that tries to confuse me, tries to abuse me, refuse me. I was a... You were the one that... I wasn't trying to... It was...
McGee.
Yes, lad?
You know, I wish I had your brains.
Really?
Well, that's very flattering, Latrive. You'd like to have my brains, eh?
Yes. In a 4-ounce bottle of alcohol.
A 3-ounce bottle would do it. Good night!
Hey, Molly, the clock. I fixed it. The door slam did it. Oh, boy, I told you I could fix it.
Yeah, but McGee shut it off. It'll wear out if you let it.
Hey, I can't make it stop cooking. My gosh, I can't get it stopped. It keeps cooking and cooking.
Oh, dear. Shake it.
Oh.
Dump it on the table, dearie. You'll ruin it if you let it.
Oh, well, help me pick them up again, will you? That rat, that rat.
Kingsman and Mule Train.
Mule Train.
Seems as how they'll never stop.
Clippity-clop.
Mule train.
Clippity-clippity-clippity-clippity-clopping along.
Get along.
Get along.
Mule train.
Mule train. Clippity-clopping through the Rocky Mountain chain.
And you know they're gonna reach the top.
Clippity-clop.
Mule train.
Of chaw tobacco for a miner in Corona, a guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona, a dress of calico for a pretty Navajo.
Get along,
mule.
Get along,
get along, get along. There's a brand new Sunday bonnet for a gal way out yonder, a shovel for a miner who left his home to wander, a driver who is lonely for to see his one and only.
Get along,
get along,
mule train.
Clippity-clopping through the wind and rain.
And they'll keep on going till they drop.
Clippity-clop,
mule train.
Clippity-clippity-clippity-clippity-clopping along.
From a Scotchman named McSneed, cause the mongoose up in Scotland is a dreadful thing indeed. Oh, the monkey then. Hey, Molly.
Yes, dearie.
I think I got this thing about whip. Aha. How's that, kiddo?
Well, it struck 3 o'clock, all right. What time is it?
4:30. But the hands point to 9:45. Well, anyway, I got it just about all put together.
Frankly, dearie, I'll be happy if you just get the clock back to Teeny in time. For, get it back there in one piece.
Yeah.
You know, if I were her mother and this was my clock, why, I'd...
Oh, my gosh, I hope that ain't her. I need a little more time on this thing. Much
oh,
more.
Not so much. A couple of 100 years ought to be enough. Come in. Oh, for goodness sakes, if it isn't the old-timer.
Oh, hi there, old-timer.
Hello there, daughter. Hi, Johnny. Me and Bessie were just out for a walk and, hey, what you fixing, Johnny? Something?
A cuckoo clock, old-timer. But did you say you were out walking with your girl?
Yes. Where is Bessie now?
Out in front, sitting on the steps. Her corns hurt.
Well, bring her in. My God.
Sure. We'd love to meet her, Mr. Oldtimer. Is she pretty?
Well, some say she is, daughter, and some say... Well, let's just put it this way, kid.
Yeah?
If you got that clock running, don't let Bessie look at it. I hate to embarrass the girl in case it stopped tonight.
Oh, that's okay. Well, call her in, old-timer.
Hey, Bessie! It's okay. Put them letters back in the mailbox and come on in, baby.
Okay, O.T., here I am, honey.
Kids, I want you kids to meet up with the sweetest little girl in the world. My Bessie. Bessie, this here's Mr. and Mrs. McGee.
Well, how do you do, I'm sure.
Hi, Bessie.
Well, now, I'm awful glad to know you all. I'm a Southern girl, that's why I say you all. All of us all in the South, we all say you all. Of course, if any of y'all lived with us all any length of time, you all would be saying us all just like we are. That's because when we are...
Easy there, Bessie. Easy, baby. Don't get so far south, you can't get back.
Oh, dear, now you stop your teasing me, O.T.
Do I understand you two are engaged to be married?
Is that right?
Yep, been engaged since 1934. Me and Bessie, we believe in long engagements.
Yeah.
Don't we, Bessie?
Yes, we do, O.T. I never forget what my old mammy used to say down on the plantation.
Yeah.
Mammy used to look at me with them big old eyes, and she'd say, "Honey, child," she'd say.
A stock company mammy, if I ever heard one.
Now, hush, dearie, don't be rude. Yes, Bessie?
"Honey, child," she'd say, "stay engaged as long as you can. Because the longer you is engaged, the shorter you is married."
How did you two ever meet in the first place?
Well, I was...
I'll handle this, Bessie.
Yes, O.T.
Bessie gets to running off the jaw, kid. I'm trying to hog the conversation. Well, sir, I was a traveling salesman driving through the South and my car busted down. I knocked at the door of a farmhouse.
Well, where have I heard that before?
Well, sir, Bessie's papa, he was a part-time policeman in them parts.
We all call them sharecroppers down there.
Sharecroppers, oh, brother.
Sharecroppers. Bessie, you're cute. That ain't the way I heard it.
Oh, dear.
The way I heard it, one feller says to tell the feller, "Say," he says, "I got a great idea for color television on black and white sets." "That's so," says tell the feller. "How's that?" "Well," says the first feller, "just line up a show with Ben Blue, Red Skelton, Mitzi Green, Joey Brown, Virginia Gray, and Pinky Lee, and get it sponsored by the Yellow Cab Company in East Orange." Come on, Bessie. So long, kids.
Ta-ta, you all.
What were we all doing before you all let them all in?
You all were fixing to finish fixing that all cuckoo clock.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, I better hurry, too. Although you got to admit I haven't done such a bad job on this thing.
Well, I will admit it's all in one piece, at least.
Yeah, and I got it to cuckoo, too. Of course, it don't run, but you can't have everything. Didn't even cuckoo when Teeny brought it in here. But now, look. All I got to do is set the hands at 6:30, like this, and...
Amazing. How did you do it?
Oh, dear. Come in.
Hi, Mr. Hi, Miss McGee.
Oh, hi, sis. Well, I got it just about fixed for you.
Hello, Teeny. Mr. McGee has been doing some very interesting things with your clock.
You betcha.
Oh, boy. Have you, Mr. McGee? Does it cuckoo? Does it?
Sure it does. Just a second, I'll show you. I want to make one more little tiny adjustment in the back here first. One little bitsy teensy turn of this screw here. That. Oh! Ah! Oh! Oh!
Mr. McGee, now look what you went and did. You said you'd fix my clock and you...
Don't start crying, sis. I'm the clumsiest butter... Look, I'll tell you what. You take it down to the jeweler and have him send me the bill. I'll sweep it into a bag for you and you can...
Yeah,
take...
but if he can't fix
it... Oh, sure, he can fix it.
I bet he can fix it as good as Mr. McGee did, Teeny. Maybe even better, I hope.
Yeah, sure he can.
Yeah, but maybe he can fix it. Mr. McGee's got it so messed up.
I know. I'm an oaf. But let's keep my name out of this, sis. I'll tell you what, here's a buck for you. And if anybody asks you how the clock got so snarled up, you tell them... Tell them you fell down with it, huh? How about that?
Mister, I cannot tell a falsehood, not for any amount of money.
Oh, dear.
But look, for $3, I will fall down with it. I'll do a Somerset down your front steps that'll smash the daylights out of it.
That's the deal. Here, $3.
Teeny, thanks, mister. Oh, boy, $3. 12 chocolate sodas.
Hey, Teeny.
Oh, wait a minute, Teeny.
Yeah, you're forgetting the clock, sis. Here, take it along.
Oh, who wants that old thing, mister? You can have it.
What? Yeah, but what if your folks won't? Your family...
My family never saw it, mister. Huh? I found it on Toops's trash pile.
Oh.
Well, I'll be a...
You be quiet.
Fibber and Molly return in a moment. Here is the most dramatic statement in the history of self-polishing floor waxes. Johnson's new Glow Coat is positively water-repellent. Now, here's what that means to you. New water-repellent Glow Coat now gives you a brighter kitchen while it saves you hours of hard work. Because it is water-repellent, new Glow Coat does not lose its shine even after repeated damp mopping, does not streak, does not leave drab spots behind when you wipe up spill things. And that solid surface of tough, shining wax means much more besides. It means quick mopping instead of hard scrubbing. Far less wear on floors and linoleum. It means far greater economy, too. Johnson's new Glow Coat stays on, stays bright, not days, but weeks longer. Get Johnson's new water-repellent Glow Coat tomorrow. It's in the same familiar Glow Coat package at your dealers.
Certainly was a wasted afternoon, wasn't it, dearie?
Yeah, it sure was. That'll teach me never to monkey around with something I don't know any... I'll get it. Hello. Yeah, this is him. Oh, hi, Ed. Huh? It is? Well, now I never did, Ed, but... Huh? Oh, well, that should be fairly simple. Well, sure, you hold everything. I'll be right down, Ed. Yeah, so long, Ed. I'll see you later, Molly. I gotta run down to City Hall.
What for, and who's that?
He's a chief maintenance man down there. Says the City Hall clock is stuck. I'm going to help him fix it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, good night.
Good night, all.
The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, and Brantford, Canada, bring you Fibber, McGee, and Molly each week at this time. Be with us again next Tuesday night, won't you?
Cleaning and polishing furniture can take hours of tedious work, but not if you use Johnson's Cream Wax, the fastest wax furniture polish money can buy. Johnson's Cream Wax cleans so quickly, dries so quickly, polishes so quickly, that using it is almost as easy as dusting. A few strokes with a cloth and your furniture's clean. A few more strokes and it's polished to a bright, satin-smooth finish. And Johnson's Cream Furniture Wax contains no sticky oil to catch dust. Tomorrow, start using the fastest wax furniture polish money can buy. Get Johnson's Cream Furniture Wax at your dealers. There's excitement on Big Town tonight on NBC.